Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish. All romance disfigured.
JLO, 1690 AM. Oh, I'm still kind of tired, to be perfectly honest with you. Hey everybody, how was last week? Was it good for you? It's Andrew. I'm so concerned about you. You know, I did that whole show with a session, an interview with Presage. Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? If you like, you can go to old CJLO's YouTube, and you can go check out a video of that session. It's up there right now on the YouTube. I'm going to stop this. Even though I was down south. Over the past weekend at RPM Fest down in Montague, Massachusetts. That's a place. Did you know Boston isn't, like, the end of Massachusetts? Well, I guess, like, you would expect it to be something like, I don't know, Worcester or something would be the last place in Massachusetts. But no, it goes further than that. I was over all the way in Western Mass, near the border of New York, in fact, to go to RPM Fest with one of my friends. It was pretty good, pretty fun. Got to interview a bunch of bands, and in fact, that's what most of this show is going to be. In fact, the entire show is going to be interviews and a couple of songs put in, and I thought I would start off with some Sunseeker. They have a new 2-track EP out called Crystal and Gold, and I decided since I was down at RPM and they were playing on the Sunday that I would, chat with Nikita from the band, and so I did that. That's what you're about to hear. That's what I'm about to play for you. So keep it locked for that. There will also be interviews on the show from Castle Rat, Temple of the Fuzz Witch, Glacier, all on this show. So keep it locked for all that and more. And more! So we'll get some Sunseeker with this interview, and then The Gold Will Rise off Crystal and Gold. Keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM. Hey everybody, it's Andrew. I am here down at RPM Fest, and what I figured I would do, since I'm here, and since I've interviewed them technically twice for the show before, I would talk with Sunseeker, all of these names are actually accurate for the band, because they have a new 2-track EP out, and so I figured what I would do is let Nikita, the main songwriter slash arranger slash band dad, tell us about this new EP. So why don't you tell us about these tracks that you have just released here?
You got it, Andrew from CJLO.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, from Connecticut.
And Crystal and Gold. Yeah, it's a 2-track EP. Gold Will Rise was recorded shortly after we basically wrapped up on more or less the writing for Means to an End, and needed something to pad out the set, and we kind of like how it came together. It was the first time recording with our new bassist, Erda. He's been in the band since about 2021 after Rob had to leave. Doing a great part. We made that song his own. He has like the skeleton of the bass part, and he just went with it. Yeah, it's good to have finally released. It's been just relegated to the live set for so long, but it's been played live almost as much as any of the other songs, so it might as well just be like a bonus track. But it's definitely a song of its own. It kind of shows the progression a little bit, I feel, in the songwriting growth that we had since Means to an End. The theme of it is Capitalism Sucks.
Oh, what? I've never heard of that.
Right?
What a strange...
It's amazing.
Tell me more.
Long story short, the gold is my metaphor for basically anyone who's born rich, born in that kind of class. They ascend seemingly just like because.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the gold melts. It hits the atmosphere, it melts and disintegrates into dust. It is ash. You know, they are born of the earth. For whatever reason, they seem to be born better or born of a higher intrinsic value.
Right.
But as high as they rise, they won't reach heaven. They won't reach godlihood or any sort of real meaningful place in this existence. They burn up and they die. And that's where they belong. They're no better than us. We are all of the earth. We are all going to die.
Wait, are you saying Elon Musk isn't better than all of us?
No, not at all. No, those big old cities. He's got the tickle bitties, he's got a motorboat and give us some milk. But I feel like it worked well with Crystal Mountain, because Crystal Mountain criticizes the other part that really scuffed with progress and the world where with its super, super judgmental, not judgmental, but like critical of religion.
Yeah.
I know it's mainly Christian religion, but really any kind of dogmatic religion based on that kind of blind belief in a higher power. Like, believe what you believe, but keep it, you know, within yourself.
Yeah.
The conversion, the bleeding into political discourse between across the seas with Israel and Gaza and here in the Western, quote-unquote, Western world with whatever denomination of Christianity is puffing your life up.
So you're a big supporter of Project 2025, then, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, it's totally...
Not a horror show at all.
I don't want to be on record saying things I'm going to say. I think I'm already on at least a couple watch lists. But the two work together. It's a big critique of things that kind of hold us back and really just ruin what could be a great life for us. I mean, the advent of AI should be like, hell yeah, I have more time to be able to do what I want to do, not, oh, health care is my job.
Yeah.
Things kind of like that, and those are meld of capitalism and religion has its own unfortunate hooks into it. It's a 2-track EP. We love playing Crystal Mountain. We've done a cover a couple times live, and people really, really dig it. Both songs allow all of us to showcase what we can do vocally with leads. Gold, in particular, Pat, he basically had free reins on the drums the entire time. That's all him. Jeff has his solo, that's a slower one. Erda gets a chance to shine. Not only did he really refine the bass parts to make him his own, but he has his own solo, and regardless of what people say, bass solos are fucking cool. But yeah, I mean, it's a great showcase of where we are now as a band, and going forward into the full length that we've been running and refining, it's going to be, I think...
Yeah, I hear a tale based on, from a very reliable source, that there's a full length that's maybe being written, and a new song, actually, from it, I think, got played today.
Yeah, you're right. So, fun fact, we had actually a different new song I was going to play today, and we rehearsed it, and I just wasn't happy with how it worked out. Things just weren't coming together the way I wanted it to, so I basically speed wrote this one with the framework I had written probably about a year or so ago. And so RPM Fest exclusive was a brand new Sunseeker track, played once until it goes out on record and we integrate it full time in the live setup. We got a few songs written, let me count it off in my head. I think we got like 5 done, basically, like with a good place to really tinker with. And I have the skeletons of a couple more down, so we're looking at like probably 7-8 tracks total.
Full length or not EP?
Full length. Yeah. No, full length. We have 2 EPs. I think it's time to really do a full length, proper push. Tour is definitely going to be something that's going to be hard for us with our work schedules, but we're going to make it work. I have to do some other things to be able to make it up to the Great White North. I'm upset that it's Catacombs closed, right?
Catacombs is closed.
Is Fluff still around?
Fluff's still around.
All right, Fluff's better stay around when we get up to Canada, because if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
It's either that or Turbo House that you got. Well, Piranha, too, you could probably
I need my $1.50 pitcher of Molson. Man, Fluff's so drunk there as a 19-year-old, so I need to do that again as a 35-year-old by the time this is...
And feel how different the feeling
feel
is.
Feel how different it is to pound a pitcher of Molson in a couple of hours and be like, oh, shit.
Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
But yeah, we got a new song that just played today. We got more on the works. Every rehearsal, we tinker with these new ones, and we get technical. I think we get better with melodic phrasing with the chord changes that we choose. I throw in a lot more weird jazz stuff into there because that's kind of when I started learning in college. So I'm happy with how the full length is shaping up, and we're excited to get it done soon.